Of kuf test. That's how we ended up. It's achli b'hochi, mishtasi b'hochi, lav midi k'ovid. You're not a metake. It's not a borer. You're not a tochen. So I had the following idea. Came to me. And I saw later, I was mechavet to, I was so happy to be mechavet to people. You know, what does achli b'hochi mean? You know, it can manage. It's not perfect. It reminded me of the fact that according to Rov Rishonim, Ain bishul acha bishul kamacha ben dusoy. That's a reminder to me. It's, you know, we're talking about, you mentioned ain token acha token. So if you remind me, we saw the question is like ain bishul acha bishul or not. It's a reminder me of the fact that according to most people, if you take a look in the, just not like bishul to see it, but look in the bir halacha shin yud ches, just for a minute, siv dalet. Where he says, Habi Rishonim say, Rabban, Rabban, Yon, the Rashbo, Rosh, Ran, Miri, Kemish, Bizbacho, Macho, Ben, the Soy, Shule, Emish, Misham, Bishu. So remind me, it's the same thing over here. It's misachli b'achim, ben drusoy, you know, it's okay. Now, of course, the question becomes, how lemaisa is this concept of misachli b'achim? So we have it on that kuf test, as we saw. But let's go back a little bit to our original discussion of borer. We're not out of it yet, right? What did the Ran say on page kuf samach, in our print, on nun zayim and beis, in the old book? What did the Ran say? We know what he said. We should remember a little bit. The right palm of Techaza. To remember. So what does it say there? It says, yes, the last few narrow lines on the left in Kuf Samach on our print. He says as follows. Yain shel ochel k'tas efshet the mishnah si hochi mi rubai the inchi lo shasulei hochi. So then it's only with besudrin. Only on b'shinoi. Wait a minute. Wait a minute! But that kuf tesa ben aleph is mutter without a shinui. Shrika tavya. It's mutter, because it's lav midi k'ovid. So what do you do with this? And, you're talking about bishul? We don't quote the Rambam, that's what the Be'eloch, Ma'achab and Rasoi, you actually are chayav. A simple level, Yechaim Adoraisa. That same Biolacha we just saw, Shin Yud Ches Sif Dalet, one more time. Says, you know, they found so many people disagree. He was a Pele, he says, he was a Pele Beinayim. At the Mechaber follows the Rambam against everybody else. The Rambam, he says, right? The Pele Beinayim. Rambam against everybody else. Then he found, no, other Rishonim did the same thing. Well, it's a Ruah and the Riva and others. Yeshua Mishan Bishul say, if a Truma smack, smack, kagos, maimony, woohoo! Okay? He says, all these people are Machmir. He said, Daraisa. So, you know, it's Misachli Bachi, Ben Dusoy, you know, people can have it in the pinch. It's Roya De Atchak, the Poskim say. Egle Tal says, no. It's only Midirabonah. He brings himself an interesting raya, not for now, because it's Hashem, why it's so, but he suggests it's the Rabbonim. Chiddush. Even according to those who say it's also, it's only the Rabbonim, even according to the Rambam. That's what he says. But this comparison, which entered my mind, I thought I was the first person in the world to think of this, that there's a comparison between Malchus ben Rusoy on the one hand, and Misachli b'hochi, Mishnasi b'hochi, and Kuftes on the other hand. Okay. Now, I want to read to you Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. That's the same one we're up into right now in Ha'orah Chav Zayin. Before we get to Chav Zayin, just one note. When you learn Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, you have to realize this. Not everyone realizes. It picks up. You don't look at the beginning. He writes over here, end of Chavez. The iron should the great motion, it was motion, and the dal simon, iron dal token simcot and hay. What does iron mean? So if you look at the very beginning, there are some, you know, page numbers here, not any English page numbers, page, what would be page 41, Zol Samodoy, when it says the iron, it del cholekas. So Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe is machmer more than kalkelas Shabbos. He says even if it's nisrasek and missing shchika moedas, it's still awesome. Only this merusa kol tzoko, just a little bit extra for a baby. It's even more machmer. But that's okay. Just wanted to point that out. But sifkan chav zayim, which are over here now, ain tochen achat tochen. Okay. Then he quotes. It's very important. He quotes from the Prima Garden, Mishpatol Zohar Yud. I think we should look at ourselves. So we have it. Open it up, please. Mishpatol Zohar Shin Chaf Aleph Sifkot Yud. Got to see it inside. Okay. He suggests as follows. We spoke about it right before. We're going to come back to it again. But this is an Ika Nakuda. He says, where do you find the concept of tochein? Something which is bitolada. What does that mean? It's a chibur tivi. Bitolada guf echad mefaro. That's considered to be the situation where there's tochein, like wheat. Wheat. We know what wheat is. Okay? As opposed to someone has a brick, and he decides to grind up the brick. No. He wouldn't be chayv in such a circumstance. Hatochel levein, end of yud. Hatochel levein ain chayv ishim tochein. The nischiv of bekivshin vein betolada. Havel, he says, a tochein regev offer, have a tochein. To be mishkan, samamonim nami ochanu. Sheish mem kavon ba'adama. Sheish mem brachis. Betolada. There are no bricks. Bricks first started in Dorah Flavim. I mean bricks. Before there were no bricks in Sheish mem brachis. Alright? But mud there was. So he writes. He says, I schach also be offer. Schach also do the karka, huh? Same thing. No, also be garchav yikvechoksev. Be the dafke gidule karka below offer. Mash enkin tochein ikut china shayach with varm keilu. Fascinating words of the Mishnah Zov. End of Sivkot and Yud. Wow. This is fine. I want to read you one more time the Chazon Ish, because we read it once before. This I'll tell you exactly where it is. The Maskel Inyan. Simenon Zion Inyan. Inyan ain't Trina Chatrina. She's Kira Polskim. Ain't no interesting pun. Ain't no Inyan. Lein Bishel Acha Bishel Shed Nechle Gua Polskim. Nothing to do with that. We read it once before. Read it again. But here it's a different story. Hafrada shel chibur tivi, al hafrada shel chibur bnei adam, ein bechlal tochein. Afilu bechibur davar shel nitchan me olam, elabali olam mefuran. Not after tochen, acha tochen. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. Okay. Listen to this now. I'm reading the words of Chazon Ish. V'yesh od sheila v'bishel acha bishel k'macha ben dusoy. We just mentioned it before. U'pluk dezu he imacha ben dusoy yesh b'chashiv es bishel gomer. Shachrekein lo yipol olea kfar shem bishul. Watch this now. V'chayotze bo b'tchina Matzino mechusa shchika. Exactly what I said. Exactly what I said. Find the Chazanish says it in one line. It's a comparison, right? Mechusa shchika, right? And it's all the idea of what can be eaten without. This is the same yisod. Wow. So I was very, I guess, happily surprised to see the Chazanish says it. Wow. Now, the Mishnah Brewer, you know, he's a good citizen. He quotes what earlier sources. Take a look at the very end of Sivkotan Memhei. The very end. He's a very long Sivkotan. What does he say? Take a look. He says, Hashav Loshon Shal Matches Chai Mishosha Kolshu. This is a Rambam. It comes from the Rambam. Not only that, he says, I'm a farer Sror Ofer Chai Mishosha Tochim. That's the Gemara. He says, Shabbos Af Ayin Dalet. If you look at Rashi, Shevach Atos, it's one of them. Eglei Tal quotes this in the Yerushalmi, doesn't say quite this. The Yerushalmi says, Shochek Cheres, Chaspa, is Chayav. Eglei Tal quotes this in Sivkotan Chof Aleph. Okay, so, alright. So we have Cheres or Chaspa, and somehow it's quoted over here in the Rambam as Matchis, and the Mishnah Brewer as Ofer, all seem to be very similar. Very similar. Question becomes, what about melach and sifches? What about melach? What's going on with melach? Why isn't melach the same? You're allowed to be barasik melach. That's the kasha of the Eglei Tal. What's the difference? Truth is, Prima Gaudim makes a similar question with respect to Gvina. These questions keep popping up over and over again. How do you define this? We call them tzarachian. The nearer gvina she'en mekubetz betolada, the damer lemelach besivches. No, how do you reconcile all this? So the Eglei Tal said, I'm going to answer this question based on what I said. Yeah. These are chibur and shalom betolada. Some you're chayiv and some you're potter. Make up your mind. Some are us and some are mutter. He's stuck. He quotes himself in Ma'amer Sivkotan Beis Osches. I don't think we've had any Ma'amers yet in Eglei Tal. Ma'amers before Dosh. It's Kodem Matan Torah, Kodem Briyas Olam, Kodem Ma'amers Abrashus. It's supposed to only from Dosh. But alright, we'll see soon. Whatever's printed in Eglei Tal is available to us. Okay. So in Ma'amer, Sivkotan Beis, Osches, he writes as follows. The Gemara talks about Ma'amer. That's not, you know, Rabbo said the Gemara. Turn to the Gemara, please, about Ma'amer. Take a look at the Gemara. I think if we had this on the Ma'amer Kamos at one point in time, if I'm not mistaken, even though we're not officially going to Ma'amer, that's where the Gdula Khan comes in. That's the first place we saw it. There we go. Ein gemal beis. Tama amer. Amar rova. Hamad the kind of milcha me milcha so chayim shem amer. Abayama. Ein imel begdu lekark. Oh, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. So he quotes a Tosus Rid on his daf. What does he say? Tosus Rid says, listen carefully, please. I'm giving the base. If mekubatz v'nispazru ein isa ma'amer, and the question becomes, why? Why? If it's mekubatz, and then it becomes nispazer, why is it different than metal, which was softened and heated and then hardened? But the matzav arishon, hadra the kamaisa, bishul matches. Says the Eglei Tal Chiddush Nifla V'Nayra. Nifla V'Nayra. Tosfos Rid says, I'm reading you the words. perish and ilkatu kvar. Achshin spasu enter ma'amir. Kosher ma'aser mimatechas amatchas tachayim b'shem mevashel afshem b'shtchilas b'shtiyos oyem b'thutach. Listen carefully. Yesh lechalek, chalek ben bishul shechayim b'chol dover afilu mayim v'dogim ben imur she'ena b'gdul lekak. As we saw, the bishul chayim mitzara dover kamosha hu. Umanav kamina ma'hoya b'tchilas b'thutach. Avo imur. Shechiyuvo rak mishum shegodol bekarka, vekeven shemishor shenitlishu benakarka kvahoya meumar, and shachakach nespazru shum ein bochir mishum shegodol bekarka. How do you like that? In other words, when it comes to ma'amer, we're concerned about your provenance, where you come from. Me'ayin boso. So me'ayin boso, you have to get from karka. So once it's spread out, and it's lost its connection to the previous generation. You know? So start from scratch. See a part. Bishul, you can't marshal anything. That's a fantastic chiddush. Oh. And he says as follows. But he goes on. He says, in this respect, this is important. This is that's in Ma'amar. Okay, now we go back to Egretal Tochen Chafalf. That is yourself. How is he applied over here? He quotes himself. Okay, as I told you. After quoting himself, Tirit Zazer, it just said, Shagam Betchina, Dein Abelagdu Lekaka, Chumas Hadesha. Oh, listen to what he's saying. I'm reading his words. Ni Chahod Tochen Bebcheres Veshaf Matchis. To the Chori Eshnayin, Echshach Tchina Bekarka, Halav Gidule Karku. We saw Mefurash in the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Beit Adav Zayin, Rashi calls it 9 Dalet. The Kotesh Rigve Ofer Lechavita O Lekisi Adam Chaim Hashem Toche. Tzarech Lomar, Shem Dahoya B'mishkan Samamonim, Shem Gushay Karka Kayodua, Shesh Kama Mine Tzvorim Shechofen Osem La Karka, Yiech Shehiya, And Mefurash Tchiv Tochen Al Karka Mamsh. Gidule Kaka means you once grew from the ground, past tense. So once there was a break in the action and it was already tochen, you can't go back to the original status. And that's why ain't tochen acha tochen. But Kaka has its own, Kaka by definition is chayim. So once it's Kaka, it's always Kaka. You don't care about the history. It is Kaka now. It's the equivalent of Bishul in his Ma'amar piece. Adkan, Dvorov, HaKadosh. Wow.
But Rabbi, isn't the visual piece a distinction between Malachos? Is it the distinction between Mishnah? Wouldn't the Malacha be defined in...
Yeah, it's true. But apparently in Tochein, you find two strands. One is Gidule Kaka, if the word is the history. One is Kaka.
But why would we care about the history, so then...
You're asking a good question. He has to do with the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, you had, on the one hand, you had grain, on the other hand, you had Tzavah Mother. So you had both. You had Karka and you had Gedul Karka. Either one is Chayav.
Aren't those both in the Karka?
No. He says this, I'll read you again. Mishkan, Tzavah Mother, Shem Gushay Karka, Kayadua, Shish Kama Min Svoim, Shechoven, also in the Karka. So that was part of the Tzavah Mother process. Included these things which are Gushay Karka. That's what he says. I'm not an expert in how you make these things. You know how to do it. You know,
the process of the entire steward of process is the same, is all about the Sama Manim, isn't it?
Well, it's all the Sama Manim, but most of it is the grain part of the Sama Manim. And apparently, this is also part of the process of Sama Manim is to take Gushay Karka, Kayodua, Karamada. Sachachow, the university there, they knew about these things. Maybe in Shemiras, maybe they don't know that. Yeah?
Is this the belief in the Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish seems to only be another it, whether it's tibi or meona.
Well, again, I'm not sure that Ogletal will accept that in part, but if it's true, there's an exception, a potential exception, which is karka proper. That's what he seems to be saying. Only one problem. Only one problem. He's still left with a problem. What's the problem? Look, what do you want to say over here on the Ayin Gimel base? Omer Rav Amar Nekanef Milcha Ma Malcha Chayim Hashem Amar. Omer Abay Amar, Ein Imur Ela Begidul Lekaka. Very nice, Ein Imur Begidul Lekaka. I mean, it's mutter? Is it really mutter? What do you think? Is it mutter? Look it up. Look on the side. There's a mishpat. Right. It tells you the way to look up this din. I'll read it to you. Also, the kabetz melech and mitzvos and melech. Shedova lemaamer. The case of the Gemara is asimad rabbanon. That's the case. Why is there nisad rabbanon over here too? Very nice. The fact that it's tochen after tochen is no longer considered gedulei karka. Great. So be asked the rabbanon. That's the Eglei Tzahal's kash. It's a good kash. He calls an arz aruah who passed into yesh imah shlo gedulei karka, and still he holds the coolest over here. He answers with the truma sadeshen. What do you say? I'm reading his words. It's all the same oath. It's all in Sikkan Chafal. Sadeshen said, the Ochlin she'ein gedulei karka kule alma modim she'ein behem mishum tochein. To be ein gedulei karka lo pligi ala toisus ein tchina beochlin. Memela ein beochlin tochein achat tochein. It's only Ochlin. The tochein achat tochein is built. You know, it's a building. It's a story upon story. It's built on top of Ein Tchina B'Ochlin. That's what Chumash HaDeshen said. Umeduk lo gloshen maril. Rama quotes the Sima Tov Kuf Dalet Siv Gimel. Dein Ein Tchina B'Ochlin. Shir Tchun in Tchila. Now we understand. If it's an Ochel, it's Taka Mutter. If it's not an Ochel, it's also Medrabonin at least. Wow. Meiridik. What about Melach? Melach, it's not gedulei karka. There's no token d'oraisa. Musum. It's not mechuba b'talada. Even if it were gedulei karka, it wouldn't be a d'oraisa. He says gzeira l'gzeira, and it's mutter. Gvina, which is gedulei karka, even though it's not b'talada, he said derabon. That's how he gets out of all his problems. This all can be found in Eglei Tal. Tochein sifkotin chof aleph. Now, you may remember that we had a discussion about mud. Mud is mud. All right. Kiveger, I don't have it in my Shulchan Aruch. It's a little too fancy for it, but you have it. Most of you have it in Siman Shin Bey's Siv Zion, where the Mechaber says that it's an Easter, you have mud on your garment, or you can't crush the mud because of tochein. He says, wait a second. It used to be, what's mud? Rabbi said, well, what is mud? You had dirt, and then it rained, and then the globs of dirt came together. Right? And it stuck together. We say, ain't tochein, not tochein. And the Yechronim ask, it's like pas, it's like melach. So the Shvi says Shabbos says his kasha. I read it to you in Sivkotin Lamed Gimel and Tochen. Watch. I go to Bekivege. The Chorei Shlodon came at the Metchilayim of Fura by the Yavshis Nidbak when Hasan Mechuba Yachar. Ein tchina chatchina. Talor, it's the same kasha. What's the difference between pas and melach? So there are many answers to this question. Eglei Tal just gave his answer. He quotes two answers from the Talors. One, shani pas u'melach shasuyim b'dei odom, as opposed to offer shasatit inasim b'dei odom. Not so much a question of tolada from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Sheshem Ebreshis. Is it human intervention or not? Mud comes without people. Bread does not come without people. That's one of the stories they say when they had the bread come. Oh, it just happened. It just came bread. No. Human beings are not going to do it. There's no bread. That's answer number one. Second answer, Oakland. Oakland. We just saw before. That equals the Maril, the Marama. Fine. Now he comes up with his own terrors. Shemashka Sabti Liel, the Psicha, the Melochazu, Ozain. Lormina and Tchina Chatchina, the Bepas Vechayotibo, the Iker Tchina Hamachsheres Achilo Yabapam Rishon, Vachakach, here's the line, Kimcha Tchina Tachin. Titus, that Achibul on his Batla Pulis Atchina Rishona, because it's not hard wheat anymore. Asi Shapir, Hocha, the Buffer Vitit, Akash and Eschaber Yachad, Nasa Kimo Betchila. Meiridik. So the Shvitz Shah gives his own Teretz. His own Teretz. And if you look at this, read a few more lines in the Psicha, just to get this to a fuller elaboration upon this. Psicha Zion, whole discussion. He writes as follows. Look, he compares it to Bishul Acha Bishul, Hato the Kamaisa. Kamoli Bishul Kaimala, name Bishul Acha Bishul. And with Batla Pu'ula Rishon, Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul, Matras Amatras, etc. So to by Tchina. Hatochen Chitim Tchina Zosi, Yamach Sheras Achilim Tchina Salechem Lab Midi Ovid, the Kimcha Tchina Tov. Shagin Cheresh Niskashim, but not Tchina Rishona. Yesh Mishim Tochen, Meiridik. But this, he wants to explain the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech says, in Hilchas Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Ha'alaf, end of Halacha Gimel, the Tochno Arashet Dak, for the Zeroso L'Ruach, Yesh Mishim Tochen. Why? Came in the Hosem Mitzvah, V'tikunah Bekach Lefar Arashet Dak. In the dome of the pure lechem tarnagolim, efshar litchon rikike matzah, atche magzir on the sultan, mamish to be like flour. Gam ken chayim mishum tochem, the ponim chadoshes baalikan, shosim behem matanim, shloy roel as a betchila. So create a new matzev. I want to tell you. You're not going to believe this. In Oroch HaShabbos, page Reish Chav Gimel, against most other people, he says, this applies to chocolate. Others disagree. Because chocolate now became a new entity. People like to have, you know, ground chocolate to put on your ice cream, you know. They take a grind. I've seen it. They grind when you grind the chocolate to make little, you know, homemade little sprinkles. Or, you think that might be awesome? Most people will say disagree. It's not something really new. The Piskei Tshuvos has a beautiful summation in Kedarka B'Kodesh in footnote 121. If you want to look, see everything in one place, the place to look. 121. Shvitz HaShabbos, yeah. Shvitz HaShabbos like this. In Ein Bishlach HaBishl. If I have metal, and the metal melts and the hardens, I melt it again. I'm chayav. Why? Bishlach HaBishul. What's the answer? The first Bishul is history. But the Bishul Rishon. But forget it. Once it hardens, we know the original melting is gone. Same thing applies to Cheres. It hardens. And now the fact that we have been ground at one point is history. Wheat, which is very hard, you grind it, you make bread. Is it hard? No, it's soft. Oh, yeah, they advertise soft wonder bread, whatever they advertise. It's still soft. Since it's still soft, now you're going to crush it. Kimcha Tchina Tachin. It's like Titus walking into Beis HaMikdash. It's a shell. It's nothing. It's soft. It's garnished. No, you don't. Tchina, you take hard stuff and you grind it. This bread is very soft. Why is it so soft? Because you originally ground it. Ah! So it's not Batla Tchina Rishon. That's his Nakuta.
You have stale bread.
I guess there's a limit to how stale the bread, you know. Here in camp, we always have fresh, everything's fresh in our camp. So today's board day in Camp Arashat. If anyone comes, make sure that everything is fresh. Right? Everything is fresh. So, but even hard bread is not as hard as wheat, I don't think. Hope not. If it's not hard, maybe you should throw it in the garbage.
Right.
Hold on. So in footnote 121, it takes up most of a page. Tal Oros, because it's two terutzim, which we spoke about a minute ago. Egle Tal, Karka versus Gedulika, Shvisa Shabbos. Here's them all. So just a good summary. What's new here? What's new here? Listen to this. So it's a shulchan, a new terrace. Kuf chav tes, sitkot tezayin. Dova sheh tochen le peirurim in his gabesh, ain't tochen akatok. He was crushed to smithereens, now he can get back together as one block, ain't tochen akatok. The vein dova sheh nozel, liquefied, in his kasha, in his gabesh, now get solidified again. Sheh bezeh, if you furu le peirurim, it's a tchina chadasha. Wow. There's a whole discussion. Okay, this is going to be another answer that he gives over here. This is the Tos HaShulchan. I'm not exactly sure exactly what he says. It has to do with Gvina, etc. I saw something in the Shilchot Shabbos from Shabbos Yedem. A sixth terrace, if you will. Page Tav, Resh, Pei, Vav. I mean, just to save time, I'm going to read it outside. If it's Tivo, La'olam is Mechubar, like Ofer. And that's Nifrat, and it's Chaber, Chazo, the Tivo, Arisha. And therefore, Yichayim, Antochen. But, if it's Nischaber, Bidei Adam, or even Bidei Shamayim, that's Tivo Begufo. Okay, fine. That's considered you would be Chayav. But he says, Pas and Melach, they come into the world Ksushim, not Kiragovim. You need a Maisa to make them into one. So their natural Matzav is to be Tochen. And therefore, Ein Tochen Achat Tochen. To Om the Melach Salativam, even if it's Chabru, and even if it's Nifritu Loi Detchina. Another distinction that's on page Tov Resh Pei Vav in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. What about salt? So Rabosai is a fascinating Chochmas Manoach. If you just pass me my Mishnah Berurah Hey, it's on top there. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Hey. No. Chelek Hey. The Hilchos Yontif. See it there? Thank you. Okay. He quotes, I looked it up in the original, it's true. He quotes it verbatim. How many times in Mishnah Berurah says, in the whole six volumes, does he quote the Chochmas Manoach on Shas verbatim? He quoted it all. You have a search? Look up Chochmas Manoach in the six volumes of Mishnah Berurah. Search. Tav Kuf Dalet. Once. I figured as much. Tav Kuf Dalet. And Sharatir and Sipkot and Hay. What's he quote on top? He says, this is very important. The Mechaber says, Avo Melach Eino Nidach B'Yom Tov. Melach Gasa Shetzor Aksisha. Look back at Shinchot Valav Sifches. Yis Aksisha B'Melach. It's only Melach Yam, she gasa mitchiloso, as opposed to Melach which is called Shlunch. She nasa dak mitchiloso, chaknes basha, also mimedo psis and gedolim, ain where is a ksisha menadin, only maras ayin, yesh machmir mizet. Ose and charatzi, tosus based on Dafyudah, it's on the Maram Akobus, you should have seen this. Kosa bichos achokos menorah, I wasn't smart until I looked there. Evsha, who also amin shenikra malpinzalts, Hamugal be'eretz Rusya, shu melach ha-mizbashim in meim ayonos ha-meluchin, v'shokhan osam b'tfusim, u'mizkoresh ha-mizchaber, v'achibu rachu, v'nidoch be'kal, ve'eino kosher kigarine melach shayam hanase b'dei shamayim ad kan lishono. Verbatim quote. This is a very important point. We're talking about it's not so hard. Not so hard. That's why it's butul lechatcha in the Rambam Sif Ches. Now, is it true, Rabbi Kivegan? Simen Chof. I think it's still on my desk. We were there. You know, we got there because of Zoreh. But we didn't pay much mind that he talks about Tochen there as well, because we weren't learning Tochen yet. Oh, that's right. Amazing. Kol Taraku in Yenecha. Remember he's talking about, he was walking in Lisa, the guy threw water out the window, he went by the Rishalmi, he wanted to say it's only if it's a person spits, because it's out of his gulakaka, not some water from the whoa, a whole tshuva. In the middle of this tshuva, by Zohar, he throws in Tochen. Listen to this. Omnu Nirali, listen carefully. Like by Ma'amer. You just read Ma'amer, right? And it says in Shin Mem Sif Tes, it's also the Rabbanan. So to Tchina. Same thing. Right? It was the Vilna Gaon who made the comparison, if you recall. Because the Raya from Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Ches. Look there again. Shin Chaf Aleph Shulchan Aruch Sif Ches. One more time. Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Ches. And Kosin Melach Mamodach Shul Eitz of the Maskul Biyashim Shul Hakadosh Beis HaPorei Nechoshesh Tavka Melach HaGas Hava Melach Shir Dach Metchila Vin Espashin Asa Pesisin Mutlu Chatka Besakim Moshnachot Rapas. That's a quotation from the Kolbo. Says the Kivege. Okay, quotes it verbatim. Hari de hit the rak mitam ein trina cha trina. Kvod a shori pas mei taima. Ay, melach dagu du le karka, by ma'ame befurish by melach. So the Eglatai has a way. He says, no, also the Rabbana. And it says, also to tochen melach and beitza. Hainu melach agas, you can offer davi gidu le karka and Shabbos. Like the Eglatai said, offer chavita, tochen regovim. But the Ramaz from melach dak mitchilosa, it's not called gedule karka. Ulemai tzorach la teir de tchina cha tchina. Ela kochav. To mikom ad rabbonan osa mishum togein. After that gedule karka. Ay, bosa mavushul dak dak. But see if a svar in tchina b'yokel. So it sounds like it's a problem. So he turns the page over here. Dachim b'melach osa mishum rabbonan. Shem de dome de gedule karka. To the kucha me'akaka, but they also the merzik ma'amer. That's when you tchina, you had to write tchina chatchina. Aba be'alma, I feel isur the rabbanon leko. That's what he says at the end. When he says ain exel with the kaka, it's not dom in the kach, it's actually mutter. That's his conclusion. Kivega and shuva simen chaf. Simen chaf. Okay. Truth is that the Mishnah Berurah says Melach Gas comes from the Yam, comes from the sea. Off of the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kuf Dalet Sif Katan Hey Melach Yam. That's Yam. Yam is the opposite of Oretz. Right? The opposite. Look at Mishnayos and Kalim, the famous film ago. Okay? It's the opposite. The water is the opposite. There's nothing more distant from the land than the sea. So I thought, like the Alter Rebbe said, you have the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the very bottom, in the middle. I think that's Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Thank you. So I read it from the original. Thank you very much. You quoted it before, but we didn't read it. Look what he says. Ein kos and melach. Why? Shekeva she'eino roa lachila. Elade taroves. Dino kitavlin. Velo kibostu gvina. Alpha pishu gavka ena medula kaka mosa. Mentioned this yesterday. So that's the problem over here. It's like tavlin. Tavlin. Right? And as we explained way at the beginning, if it's tavlin, it's doma to the av malacha betachlis. You're making an ein aroi into a roi. So not to be doma bechefza. If you recall, we spoke about at the very beginning. And this would explain, as the Shrisa Shabbos does l'shitoso, that if it went back to the hadra l'kamaisa, there's no problem. But there is a problem, because now you're creating a new reality, because the old reality is history. So he wants to say with this, that Mishnah Melech, I never really got the chance to finish. The Mishnah Melech says, the Tochnat Shaddak was also the Ruach Hashem Shem Tochain, Mitzvah Sobekach. You know why? I read it before. He says, Ponem Chadosh is Baalakam, Osmat Amem Shal Erol Azem Etchila. Created a whole new situation. A new situation. Okay. Interesting, the Egle Tal has something along these lines. Fascinating. That it wasn't Roy Lekak until now. Now it's Roy for something else. Should be Chayim Hashem Tochem. Of all places, he talks about Yom Kippur. Today's Yom Kippur Kotten. For those who want to keep Yom Kippur Kotten, I can arrange a minion for you. 4:15. Don't ask me how that happened, but anyone wants it, feel free. So Yom Kippur comes up today in Egle Tal. Yom Kippur? Where's Yom Kippur coming? Yom Kippur? Yep. Sivkot and Tesvav in Tochein. Writes like this. Ketores Yom Kippur. Lachzir the Machteshas be'erev Yom Kippur. Should be Daka min Adaka. Why are you doing Yom Kippur too? It should be, it's more fresh. Yofi Grecha. That increases Avav. Ein shus b'mikdash. So darais. Why? Ein chiyuv tchina liola rak shenitchen kol kach at shoroi l'dover at tzarech lo. Fakotesh tektores yom kippur. Ein uchayev at shiyek daka min adaka kem dexiv ekro daka and they learn daka min adaka. Before that's not mukshur. Wasn't called tochen with respect to that earlier. Wow. Amazing. It's the same over here. Creating a new reality for a new qualification, a new status, that's considered to be Chayev Mishum Tochein. Wow. Amazing. It is as follows. Listen to this. Second. And what will happen if someone was already close to Shadaka and Adaka? Or not Yom Kippur, Stamkach. Someone has grain. Look what he says. And here's the same mush I gave you before. Watch this. He writes in the middle. Sif Hay in Egle Tal. Yerek Zeshe Mechutach Dak Dak. V'ksosho v'shabes. Rov Arish Polskim after the Potter. Why? So those who hold that Chituch Dak Dak is not a problem, of course Yechayev. Rov Polskim say Yechayev and Chituch Dak Dak. I see Shosho Tov Le Yosef. Here's Shlomo Cheshes again. The Domal and Spashal Kamachal Ben Jusoy. Second time today. The Shuv and Chayov and Abishulo. Wow! So that Chazanish threw that line in sort of, and then Egle Tal throws it in. I thought it's first. But I found this in two. Gedolei Olam Mamash have a similar comparison. Yom Kippur is different. Okay. Now, Rabosai, let's see the Bialocha again. We're chasming again. Please look on the Bialocha Sifyud Beis Midi.
Any questions? referring to what we were saying before about the start of Sakhu Bahaki?
Yeah.
Would that change what we're saying almost more about straining the vegetable from so two of those cashews and that the heter mitzvah Bahaki only applies like in the dak? But here we're clearly applying beyond that if it's the same parameters.
Yeah. The answer is that in Bor it's unique why it won't work because there's no words in Shnei Medioch. That's why.
The Svara of Kismen Daken might not be.
The reason why you need Kismen Daken by Bor, because otherwise, that's a Hitila David's Kasha. Every time it's peas. You know they served peas and carrots last night? First time all summer.
That's why.
You missed it. They wanted to show us. And you know what else was there? I love peas and carrots. There was one thing I didn't like. Mushrooms. So it was borup sauce with a hochel. It was all to show us the halachas of borup. Show that the campus is yishalach. They serve us what we have to know.
I thought the start of Kippen and Dapper was bottle.
Right.
So that sort of wouldn't apply in all these.
Yeah, bottle only means the afuke shnei meniochem. That's what I thought it meant. Because the problem the shnei meniochem. That was the whole problem, right? I think your point is well taken. Look at midi, shin chaf alef yud beis midi the havi aborer. Aye, bor is only biyad not for kli. The Rivash has this question. He says no. Why? Because the prima gadol. So to be derech achila and token is a filik shemechater besakim lecha the derech achila besakim and lo shemechater bekliyah miyuchedas tchina ligro gvina revising pumpia the bottom pumpia greater with an R at the end v'chayotze bazeh so writes the bir aloch. Okay. So, now, so therefore what? He's saying over here that a kli miyuchad is like napa kvara, and it's also the alter mishum what? Mishum tochen. I uvdu dechol. Why is he saying uvdu dechol? The answer is this, Mishnah Berurah Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis is Gdula Karka, Yerek. And Sif Yud, which discusses Kvina, which is not Gdula Karka, that's why I have to come on to Uvdu Dechol. Come back to this later on. The Rivash is very, very, very unclear. Before we go further, the Piskei Tshuvas, before I forgot to mention, talking about sugar. Come back to sugar later. But it says sugar, perhaps you should argue, when you harden the sugar, it goes back to its original form. It should be like a brick. Chashabah says if you take a sugar cube and you make granulated sugar, he says it would be awesome because sugar is made from larger pieces, a bit larger. The tiny sugar powder that we have served Baruch Hashem every day by the coffee stand it was never that way. When they took it off the ground and they processed it, it was never that way. It was, in other words, in the olden days, they'd have sugar which would be 0.2. They'd make it into big cubes, which were, we'll call it 50. And then they'd knock it down to such thin powder like it was 0.1. It never was that way. So that's why Aruch HaShabbos suggests maybe you would be chayav in such a case. You would not say in Tochen Achatona. Let's give you examples of sugar. Now, Rabosai, anyone here, you raise Shemayim? Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you raise your hand if you raise Shemayim? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you guys say that
that's what some say, yeah. Not everyone agrees. We'll talk about it again later. And then you raise Shemayim here? Because the Piskei Tshuva has a special dip for you raise Shemayim. You raise Shemayim? Yeah, this is I'm kipping cut the elbow. This is no joke. Okay. Watch this. Yirei Shemayim Amidak Tepir Al Chosav Harotz Lotezi De Kol Adeis Uloshem Pik Puklal. pretty high level of Reish Shemayim. So what does he do? He says that the following things. He piles on five conditions. Chatichas gedolos yosef b'masher regel b'masachol. Yeah? Footnote 151. How big is this? I don't know. Look at Bialacha. You want to be Reish Shemayim. Hamachatech Yerek Dak Dak. Take a look. The very first one in the Sifid base. The Gemara Isa Purim Silka Chemish Matoka. Pirish Rashi. Mechatech Dak Dak. Toysus. Okay. Kain Tchina. Chatigas Gedolos Ktsas. And there Tchina Bekach. Rambam Dak Dak. Hakol Selenian Chiv. Abel Inyan Isir. And she saw about Bezer. For Kosov is safe for your Rei and the Rebbe Mitz. The Shia Dakus no no dalanu. And the Beis Yosef in that whole long piece wants at the end Chatigas Gedolos Bemiktsas. Kamiyah Samach Lasuda. He's Machman both. His word is Chatigas Gedolos Ktsas. The word Bemiktsas is not a direct quotation. Okay, that's what the. That's number one. Yes, sir.
And then he
says, and then there's an iser, and then the iray. So what does he mean? Like, what does he mean? Like, isn't the iray machashash chiyuv? Machashash chiyuv kadosh? Uh-huh. Like, it's almost sounds like, what do I just understand? It's a good question. Maybe it means, that since we don't know shir dakusan, if we knew the shir dakusan, we'd be able to say, okay, this is far off removed from shir dakusan, that's mutter. So natural shir dakusan, so even though it'll be safe, that we do would not be a chiyuv chatas, but it made me far enough removed from the shir dakusan to make it mutter. That's all I can read the Mishnah Berurah. It's a little bit of a strange reading, but that at least makes some sense. If you look at Tosfos, Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, it was also in the Maamar Chaimus. Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. He uses a clear language. How you measure it, I don't know, but we'll see soon. This may be very subjective, it depends on the case. Knilas Yerek, last two narrow lines. Hosam Marek She'osa Chatikos Dakos Ma'od. Then you're Chayim. Hosam Marek She'osa Chatikos Gedolos. What a contrast. From Ketanos Ma'od to Gedolos. What is about in between? I don't know. So the Beis Yosef is the following lashon. You know, that Mikgel B'miktas. Chazon Ish explains what it means. Yosef Miderach Shenogu the lot is misafik. A little bit more. Quotes over here in the footnote, Chubas and August of Sternbuch. Dak dak means call. What it means? Dak shiragil and lasas imsakim. Hakidak as hakidak shiragil lasas imsakim. Smallest dice your cube dice. The smallest you can make it. That's called dak dak. Anything else is not. And the Ola Tzion, where's Nady? Ola Tzion says that all the little dice things we have in our present day salads is not dak dak. Okay, it's good to know. Shlomo Zalman in Milchus Shlomo Aleph Tzadi Aleph Yud Gimel Kol Shetzorach Adayin L'Shinayim Tochanos K'nei Lilos Amachal Kolam B'liaso not dak dak. If you need the teeth, not dak dak. I like that. Says the Pesach Tshuva, Nochon Begdolos Ktsas, Sheyochu Lealter, Temutu Lechu Leyalma, as the, based upon the Beis Yosef. Number one, not everyone agrees with Dak Dak, I measure it. Number two, not everyone agrees with the Alter. So the Tzur of Shneim, he assumes that it has to be Mutu. That's how I read the Beis Yosef. Okay. Fine. I want to say something which we spoke about before, but I want to bring it to you from the Pesach Tshuvos again. Footnote 153, but open up your Mishnah Berurah, take a look at Yud Beis. Yud Beis is the most, I told you, the hardest sif. Let's read it again. Hamachatech hayerek dak dak chayim ha-shem tochen. For who I did the osel achto grogus v'charuvan lefnei zkenim, davka peres v'chadom alazel osel avamutel v'far lechem, etc., etc. What did the Ramah add? What did the Ramah add? So the Be'alachas, he had nothing. This came as Urchad and Milsanaka. And you do the carcass also, even if Yochel Allah also, right against that Magan Avram, Kipshuto, to Piskei Chuvis, 153, quotes the Olas Shabbos. Mabar Ramah Lahotzim is there. Magan Avram says, Mishi Yochel Allah also Shari. Everyone asks again, where did he get it from? So it's hard to imagine the Be'alachas is wrong. Everyone jumps, it's wrong. Nu? Nu, so why says Canaan? Look at the Milsa. Fine. Fine. Chazanish has this whole amazing pshat, even the altar. But we're not going to go into that pshat. Oh. But they're better pshatim. All Yeshuvim know about Divrei Ramah. Can go and hold the Ola Shabbos. Shemachaber Hizkir Yerek. Varamah Balahosim Shagam Peris. Shemimin and Tchina. Shemigil and Tochana. Shach Mem Tchina. The local Asa Rambam, who says Ein Tchina BePeiris. Oh, this is a beautiful pshat. He calls it Yishuvim Noim. I like it. One can even say a little further than that. He talked about Derech B'Kach. One can say, I think what Eric was talking about to me, also I found it later, what you told me is in my sefer. I forgot. That's why I liked it so much, I guess. That Yerek is like silka, can't eat it the way it is in its raw state. Peiris, you can eat every pear, you can eat every fruit in its raw state. That's what the Rambam is coming to eat. Even if you can eat it in its raw state, it's still going to be awesome. That's along the lines of the Ola Shabbos, but a little bit different. We'll come back to it a little bit later on. Building that. Fine. Now this Ola Shabbos, again, I think we got it backwards. Sorry, it was the same thing but a little bit backwards. The Ola Shabbos is saying that the Ramah is coming, Lahosif, to be more machmir. However, maybe we should say, this is what we spoke about. I misquoted you. Maybe we could say, Ramah is more makil. That's what you told me. I'm sorry, I misquoted you, I misquoted myself. He said the Ramah is more machmir. I thought that was a nice chance, but maybe Ramah is more makil. Why? What did he change? The machav is a machad, yerek dak dak, chaymesh and tochim. No ands, no ifs, no buts. You could have eaten it, you couldn't have eaten it. Doesn't make a difference. No. The Mishnah Berurah said so. Lamed Ches. Hamachatach Yerek. Yerek. Yisosan Mashra. Afilu B'Yeroka Shiro L'Ochon Chayim. Gam Gein Tzio Lede Yerek Shetchina B'Yochon. Yeah. Kam's Ramor is more Mekil. What do Ramor say? Who adin da also l'achla grobos v'charuven Lifnei Zekenim. The only time it's going to be awesome if Lifnei Zekenim, who cannot eat it, only the Zekenim. And that's the Mishnah Berurah. So if Kotan Lamates, I asked you a question yesterday, Lamates and Lamates contradict each other. So Eric answered me, yeah, of course they contradict each other. One's a Mechaba, one's a Ramah. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, I had printed already years ago. That the Mechaber is Machmir and says, doesn't matter if you can eat it without the Tchina. That's the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. And the Ramah is Mekel, only also the Skenim, who cannot eat it, that's Lamed Ches. It's a great shot, only one problem. It's going to be Allah himself. Allah himself says, Skenim is Lamed Dafka. If you just wouldn't have said that, but a great shot in the Ramah. So that's what I mentioned to you when we had a discussion with Mr. Medrash. Is that the Magen Avraham's pshat? Could be. That's what he said. But everybody says it can't be. But maybe it can be. You're right. It's a long line to the Magen Avraham. Just slight nuances. Now, so if that's the case, I think I already told you that I found in the fancy Mishnah Berurah when he says as follows. This is the, he adds as follows. My question from which I asked was, to repeat it again, what do you mean you don't follow the Rov? And if everyone can eat it, it's still awesome. He had the following words in parentheses. Quote, "Va'afilu l'divrei haposkim she'ein lesser b'davar ro'a l'achila, or kan yesh lesser l'fi she'ein ro'a l'skenim." He don't follow the Rov. So I mentioned that they added those words, which, you know, I can't do that. But see, you know, they, Oz V'Hodah, they have a printing press thing, and they can do what they want. Okay. Yeah. Now, I have to say that if you pass me the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, I want to mention a few comments from him today before we end the shiur. This idea, I think the Pirkei Teshuvos, do I have it here already? Thank you. This idea, I think the Pirkei Teshuvos got it right. He used the word nochon. He read Shemayim, nochon. I like to use the word also about these extra chumras. So I'm a little upset with one of our favorite svarim. Hilchos Shabbos, page Tav Resh, page Zayin, he quotes the Bi'ur Halacha we just saw, Hamachatech. He says, if it's Chatichas, Gedolos Tzas, it's awesome at the Rabbanim. Because the Beis Yosef said, they need Lealter as well. I wouldn't use the word awesome at the Rabbanim. It's Nochon. It's Nochon, it's a big difference. Awesome at the Rabbanim. I thought it was a very, too strong of a statement. Too strong of his Alanias died. He says, he quotes the Bi'ur Halacha, then Yechiv, Avalonian Isser. Now it's true, as with Danny's talking about before, there is a Lashon over here. Then Yen Isser, then she's Zorah Ma'od Bezer. So I understood the Zorah Ma'od Bezer because you may get it wrong. Not that Chatichas Gedol Tzas is also in and of itself. That's how I understood it. Now, I told you the connection between these two Lachas, Tochen and Borah. Let's start to discuss the famous Magen Avraham, right here. Sivkon Tezvav Yitzim Beis HaKnesses. Okay? What about the fact when it came to Borah, we were very makpats, we saw so many Rishonim, he was a big man, the biggest makpah of all. You have to already sit at the table. So how come the Magen Avraham was so makel, you left shul maybe half an hour before sit down to the table? Listen carefully. Number one, no. Korega Yechol Nikonis HaSudah. Any minute we can start the Sudah. No. He goes for number two, he says. Number two is as follows. You know why? B'la'anochi that's Rova Poskin, the Chituchi Rokos Dak Dak, the Tzor HaKhil HaShari. He gets a whole litany of, he's mentioned this once before. Everybody's making the Shalom. Come out. Even the Wemach and the Shulchan Aruch. He's making, for five different reasons. Okay, fine. I'm going to repeat myself from yesterday. So they have even a Shemach Aliyah that's good enough. Okay, these are just two roofing. Here's the punchline. Last four lines on page Tartzah. Gamiya Shlomo. Tetchina v'chituch ha-machal ha-derech la-chino kodam ha-chilu l'tzorach ha-suda. Ma-shekin b'reira ha-derech la-sosu b'sha-suda mamash v'lo kodam. For the can kill the out of the tochim and out of the bar, not because of tziruvim, intrinsically. Wow, fascinating! That was a very interesting svara. And page tough, end of page tough, Reish Tzadi Aleph. I like it. What do you mean b'lav ochi? Because he said in the previous pages. Just to give a quick summation: tough Reish Peches and Tes. Some say it's only your kosesh. Some say it only applies to wood. Some say it's Nechol Chai. It's not a Manas Levash. Not Daka Vachatos to Rush. And according to the Rashi Masayalter, and the whole slew of Kulas. Let me go a little bit further. Tov Reish Tzadi Beis, he is a big Chazanishnik, as we well know from many of his Svarim. He's very into the Chumra the Chazanish, that Ksisha, there's no heter of Lialter. And he goes into the nitty gritty, the Rivash. And it's how he quotes the Rivash. Is that he quotes the Rivash. He quotes a verbatim quotation. So here the Rivash, I told you this yesterday, Shia. There's that big gap between Kata the Sakina and Kli Miyuchad. What about in between? It's so vague. Hit the Rabash for the Alta Bisaka Shayna Yukhul the Trina. For Lo Bakrim Yukhul the Kach, the Shoal says. Right? So he says, that's the Sharab. The Rivash answers, Leeser. And the Rivash adds, after the Noma Shara hit the Rabash for the Kli the Alta, the Afka Bisakin Shayna Yukhul the Trina. For Lo Bakrim Shayna Yukhul the Trina. The Dumb and the Shokhub and Machteshes, the Osu Trina's Pilpul and Loitira, the Kata Sakina, Ikashinud. Wait a second. Here he says Katan Sakina. Before he said plain Sakin. What's going on over here? I do not know how to finalize this question. I don't know. He also says Uvda Dechol. According to the first verse, Tochen. And he claims that Miyucha Dechila Agnapa Kvara, Machteshes, Siyas is Gvina, only Katan Sakina is Mutter. Is against the Piskei Tshuvos 172, as according to the Rivash, it's mutter, and the Gra is mutter, unless the Kli Miyuchad. He says no. That's only by Chiduch Misakin, not by Ksisha. And so on. With the Rashman, totally, he says, I have a raya. I thought, I don't know what, no one says like me. They're pilpul from the secondary sources. Can you give me the Tshuvos of Rashman for a minute? I want to bring a raya from the Rashba himself. Before I get to my raya, he points out, I think, partly correctly, if you look at the Rivash, he's really also Mishim Tochen. Uvda the Chol Yisrael of the Old, talking about Yontif. So the Shabbos B'Shabbos claims he only threw that in for Yontif. And the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Lamed Vav, who says, Kohen Ralai, also Mishim Uvda the Chol, is a Shver, it's here to on Shabbos. That's his Kasha. It's not 100% of Akasha because it's unclear. Here's what I wanted to say, and I'll end the shiur with this. The same Tshuvos of Rashba, the famous Rashba. Look what he says. How does the Rashba end? I must focus on the first part of the Rashba, the first paragraph, if I may. Look what he says. I mean, I was Shalmi Gamkein Nilmod. What did he say? The famous Rishami, the opening Rishami today, bro. The famous one. Tuma, Shum, Mafech Resha, Mishum Dosh, Mifchab Kliba, Mishum Borah, Shachar Meduchte, Mishum Tochen. Ala Beshrikas Hashum, Yesh Mishum Tochen. Watch, this is the next line. When I Rishami Gamke Nilmod, Shakol toli ben osa ve'ochali alter lo osa le'menech lo bayom ha de mafrik rosh al shum chayim shum dash makal apatish v'lelech ali alter kferi tir v'gemar pek tolin, which is the problem kuf mem. So I'm a furush in the Rashba. I thought that ksisha is hashum, sounds to me this is ksisha, right? You're not talking about a case where he takes the garden, cutting with a knife. No. Mele Risik means Mechatech, according to one day in Rashi, Nu. But here's an expression of the Kishachik Bemeduchte. Nu. Isn't that a crushing? And he says, what on the altar? I don't understand what's going on over here. And he goes a little bit further. Hilkach has the original Shaila. After the fire of the fair town of Golden is Mutter, the altar. What's Mefara mean? You're crushing. You're not dicing, you're not cutting. I thought it was an off in the Rashba. I was looking for secondary sources to find the right deacon, the Rivash, and the deacon. I thought the original source is clear that the Chazanish is not correct. From the original source of the Rashba. I don't know why no one seems to agree with me on this Mechuda. Anyway, we're finished with this Sefer for today. We'll have to stop now. Mr. Shem tomorrow. So again, start a little bit earlier, if we can. And we're going to do the Sefer Shabbos Kalocha. That's tomorrow's main discussion. We're trying to go to each safer at a time. Okay.